Aloha, beautiful soul. Here is another episode of the Spirit Energy Circle with energy update and another guided meditation. Have a lot of fun. Aloha, beautiful ones, and welcome to today's episode of Spirit Energy Circle. We're so close to the full moon that we had this Sunday. Very beautiful and very strong as well, bringing us again beautiful energies to transform and to make the necessary changes we need to do in our lives. For today, I've decided that I'd like to give us the opportunity to have something like a group subject. Although I'd like to say again, I think I've already said it a couple of times, that you can always choose the topic that is working in your life. I mean, if you're right now, if you're having a different topic that you'd like to look into, for example, maybe you'd like to have guidance with a certain something in your life, then just use that. Try to find the smallest way to say it. Like, imagine you're telling your spirit friend to give you advice on something. So you're not gonna say the whole problem. If, let's say, like, just find a title, you know, like something, if it's just a word, that's fine as well. You can even just say a feeling. I have this feeling and I don't know what it is or why I have it. Or you might want to say, I don't know, something that has to do with whatever you're working through for yourself at the moment. Or if you'd like to, you can use today's group topic or group intention. Wow. Oh, nice. See? Now you're going, hey, why isn't she showing me the card? Or reading it for the podcast people. It's the card that I got here. I'm going to put a link underneath so that you can take a look at the cards if you'd like to. It's called White Eagle Ancestor Spirit. Connect to your lineage. A family wound or pattern can be healed now. Wow, that's strong. I'm going to show it into the camera for everyone who's watching on YouTube. For you guys on podcast, please feel free to use the link in the show notes. Well, I'm going to put the text underneath as well. White Eagle Ancestor Spirit. Connect to your lineage. A family wound or pattern can be healed now. So whoever of you guys would like to use this intention for the meditation, please feel free to do so. And for all the others that have their own topics and messages they'd like to receive, just use that as the intention. Again, that's the intention we want to set into the meditation, and you're going to get a suggestion from me at a certain point where I say, please say your intention now, and that's when you start saying it like a mantra for yourself. So for those of you who'd like to take the group intention, that's going to be Ancestor Spirit. So you can just say your intention and then you just see whatever comes up and just let it flow, and you'll get some information that's going to be good for you. Okay, so let's get started for today. Find yourself a nice spot where you can either sit or lay down, whichever is more comfortable for you, and close your eyes and come back with your attention to yourself, to your body. Acknowledge that you're here right now, taking the time for yourself. Maybe just do a small scan from top to bottom. If all joints are in place, maybe you want to shake one arm or a foot. And just start with slow and deep breaths. Feeling how you inhale the air and exhale the air. Bring your attention to inhaling white light and exhaling all your worries and all your sorrows. And feel how with every exhale your body becomes lighter and lighter. And you feel less and less weight. And feel how the energy, the white light that you inhale, gives you strength and cleanses you. Go with your attention to a place in nature where you feel comfortable. And just feel into this moment being here in this place in nature. Feel whatever you have underneath your feet, if it's sand or dirt or maybe some grass. Maybe you feel the sunshine on your skin or the wind caressing you softly. Feel into as much as possible. Take a look around in this place, if you can visualize it. If not, just feel into the place. You'll feel somewhere in one corner, there's going to be like a doorway, a door, an actual door, or maybe just the entrance to a little cave. Whatever it is, you're going to feel it, that that's the entrance to your own inner garden. And I invite you to go through this door and enter your personal inner garden. Take a look around here. What does your inner garden look like? And if you've already been here in a different trip, take another look and see if something changed since your last visit. Now that you have gotten acquainted with your inner garden, you will know intuitively where in your garden the place is for the ancestor spirits. I invite you to go there and to see, because there's already one of your ancestors waiting for you to come and talk to them. Say hello to your ancestor and just acknowledge who they are. Maybe you want to ask them, if you don't know, from which side of the family they are. Maybe you even want to ask them their name. And we ask this ancestor of you to help you, to guide you. And help you get answers for the questions and the intention that you have brought to here today. Whenever you're ready, I will tell you to name your intention to your ancestor, and you will say it out loud for yourself with your inner voice. So you can just let all the feelings and emotions and pictures that you'll see flow without judging them, until you hear the gong that will bring you back here to this place in your inner garden, to the place of the ancestors. Dear ancestor, please listen now. And for you, please name your intention now. Return to your place for the ancestors and reconnect with the ancestor that showed itself earlier and that guided you in this part of the meditation. Try to connect one more time with his or her energy and see if they have an additional message for you. Say thank you for helping you in today's meditation and guiding you. And begin to walk back through your inner garden. Back to the doorway until you return to the place in nature from where we started. Once you're here, begin again with deep and slow breaths. This time, imagining how energy comes in whenever you inhale through your crown chakra into your body, then flows through your whole body, and when you exhale it through your feet into the ground. And you can really feel this energy grounding you. But not only that, it's giving you power. It's refilling your energy. It's helping you to come back into your body. Be conscious that you're a spiritual being here to make a human experience. And whenever you feel like it's enough and you're ready to come back, take one or two more deep breaths, and in your own time, open up your eyes and come back into your here and your now. Welcome back, dear ones. This was a beautiful trip to get to know the ancestors, the ancestor energy that is around us. It's very important, I think, to have our ancestors nearby, close by, meaning we always have them with us anyhow because they're part of us. And even if it's good or in a bad way, whatever memories we combine with them, whatever they did or not do is whatever brought you here today. And one of the things that I always feel very important, especially when you have maybe a grandparent that didn't treat you right, or you know that, I don't know who treated someone back then in the family not so good, because you know there's always a story about something like that in each family, I think. But what I believe that is also very important not to forget is that actually, because of them, we are where we are today. Whatever they did, if it was, because even if it was something that wasn't good, at least because of doing that, someone acknowledged that and changed it. And not only that, I mean, how many people have we had in the past that have changed the world to the place where we are at the moment? I mean, we're not at a perfect spot, but we're way better than we were a lot of years ago. And we are that because of our ancestors, because they did their part. And that's why I think it's also very important to have, keep them in mind that they're there, and be grateful for whatever they already did for us to be where we are today. With these words, I'm wishing you a great week. Have a couple of beautiful days, and I'm looking forward to talking to you back again on Friday for the next episode of I Am Aloha. Until then, have a blessed week. Ahuiho, bye. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to receive great messages for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel, and if you'd like to receive some more inspirational information, sign up to my newsletter. You can find the link on my website, www.titameyola.com. I'm looking forward to talk to you again next time, and until then, aloha mahalo e ho'omaikaikako and ahui ho.